Are you referring to auditing the individuals or the district?
Yes.
Vicki?
I'm gonna propose something for you to consider. We started this conversation a long time ago, really close to a year ago or longer. And even though things were sort of headed that way, I think there's a lot that's different now even then. Our CPD roles have to be looked at. They haven't been looked at in 12 years. And that was where we started. And rather than, you know, try to slice the whole apple, I think the things that need to be addressed most head-on and that could get some traction here are the domains. I think it makes some sense to align with NTAP, but I also think you need to look at Learning Forward, the National Staff Development areas. I mean, we just need to look at that. And NTAP is only for teachers. This is something I put out there before. They're not relevant for directly head-on necessarily for counselors and administrators and other folks. And that was an issue we raised in the beginning. So we do need to tackle the domain. There's no question about it. We also need to tackle the issue of if you have an active license and you're employed or not, and head on, if you want to keep your license active. So what I'm suggesting that you not attempt to solve now is the quality of the CPD and how it's reported and everything else, and you leave that whole mechanism in place. Although you might want to broaden the dictating the district that annually they'll sit down with teachers kind of part, but I mean, you know, we can kind of still keep the framework in place, but address the whether you get CPD if you're employed, which is a pretty key issue, I think, fundamentally around the whole thing. So and then maybe later on when we have, if we have the resources and the capability to deliver a system that would allow us to track and report, you could come back and do that. But we don't have that. I don't have staff capable to do that right now in a timely manner. We've got online apps hanging out there and all kinds of other things. And it gives us time to see what might happen with the Educator Professional Development Commission. But the big issues are the domain, which I think we can take a stab at and start working on, and the unemployed piece. And I think relative to that, some consideration has to be given to the folks who aren't employed and some kind of period to regain as they come back if they get jobs. In other words, I think if the license is active and they're working in any capacity, you need to be thinking about that. But an issue I told Bob we need to put on the table is not just hundreds, but thousands of Arden candidates aren't getting jobs. And these people are out there without opportunities and their licenses rusting. And they're concerned about having to make progress. We've got some big issues we need to look at and address. But as far as CPD goes, this has kind of grown way out. I think when we started it, we thought maybe we could head in a direction. But you have other things to do, and I think that if we could hone in on the domains and sort of keep the current reporting process exactly the way it is without changing that for now, and clean up the language, if you could address this more meaty issue around the employment and substitutes and that kind of thing, that would be helpful, because monitoring that is really difficult. And so is that helpful? Mm-hmm. Let's just roll the scope in a little. And
okay, yeah. Linda, you had your hand up.
I like Bill's comments in retaining flexibility of districts at this time, especially I was just thinking about the adoption of core standards and how much districts are going to be able to take advantage of CPDs in order to make sure that there is the new training appropriate for all of their existing staff. And how those standards are so new that, again, for TSPC to stand up now and start developing what and when and how is a little premature, as well as difficult to implement with your existing staff.
Okay. And I thank you. I think that's why Vicki's reined us in a bit to focus on a couple of issues. But first of all, she mentioned the domains, but also the issue around substitutes, unemployed educators, et cetera, and I'd like to start there. We have a few different categories for CPD. Let's imagine the educator who is fully employed during the full duration of their license. Let's start there. Are we fine currently? We have 25 a year, unless they're on the initial one and already doing the renewal requirements to move on to the initial two. Any concerns around the current rule for the 25 PDUs a year? No? Okay, so let's move on then to an employee, an educator who is employed for part of the years of their license. They have a 3-year license or a 5-year license, and they are employed for 1 to 4 years of that. Are they required 25 per year for each year they were employed and nothing for the years they weren't employed? Or are they still required to fulfill, if it's a 3-year license, whether they were employed or not, 75 PDUs? What are your thoughts on that? Nancy?
That it be prorated.
That it be prorated?
Yes.
So just...
if they're not employed, they often don't have the capacity to actually get the CPDs. And if they're getting the CPDs while they're employed, I mean, I think that's the most important part. Okay.
So, and I don't know that dates are even looked at, but if somebody had a 3-year license and their peer form shows they worked for one of those years, in the end we're looking for 25 PDUs, whether those 25 PDUs were during that particular year that they were employed?
You know, if they get them, I think we just need to shut up. Let them do it.
Currently, isn't that the way it is, Vicki? They only need the PDUs per year that they're employed. That's current.
We try to do that, and we try to batch it against the peer form.
Okay. So then what I'm hearing on that, and I've only heard from Nancy so far, that you wouldn't require for someone who's unemployed. Thoughts on that? Bill?
Well, you know, if we hadn't gotten rid of recency, okay, then I would say that this issue of just not holding people who are fully licensed but not currently employed, you know, just let them slide. But with recency, they would have been required to have something, right?
Unemployed.
Pardon?
Unemployed.
Yeah. So I think it behooves us to have some requirement on unemployed, fully licensed teachers, as well as substitute teachers.
Well, if a substitute teacher has full licensure, not the substitute only license. I think we were talking about that. That was the question I was posing. Do you consider substitute employment if they're substituting, or is that considered unemployed? So, on a 3-year license, someone substitutes 1 to 10 days 1 year. That year, they need 25 PDUs if they have a full license. Is that what I'm hearing? Oh. Okay. So we do have issue around the unemployed educator, different opinions, and then also around substitutes. This is, I think, a separate issue would be the sub-only license, different from full licensure that someone is subbing on. We'll go to the sub-only license after. Shirley?
My concern would be that when they do want to return to active duty or employment, that they won't be up on current issues and current practices if we don't require any CPDs while they're out. So I think there should be some required, but I don't know what that would look like.
So that's somewhere in the middle of not requiring them CPD for unemployed years and requiring the CPD, since we no longer have recency, for unemployed years, is would there be any agreement around a reduced amount of CPD then for any years that you're unemployed and or subbing? Right.
25 employed, 10 unemployed or subbing.
Okay, so someone aside from subbing has, once again, has a three-year license. They taught for a full year, 1 year, 2 years they did not teach. They would be required at renewal to have 45, 25, 10, and 10. That's one proposal I'm hearing. 10 PDUs for the years that they were unemployed. Or subbing. What, Nancy? Bill.
Well, you know, it's possible that some elderly person, not to mention any names, but might have, you know, decided he didn't want to work for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then decides, yeah, maybe he does. So I have to go get 20 years worth of CPDs to get my license? I don't think so. So what I would say is that if it's a five-year license the person is going after, that they would have to have a portion of that 5 years worth of CPDs, not the amount of time since they've been unemployed up until they've applied for the license.
We haven't even talked about reinstating an expired license CPDs yet. We're not on that one yet.
You're on the maintaining the license.
This is maintaining at renewal. Mm-hmm, maintaining at renewal. But that is another one to talk about for reinstating. Vicki?
One of the ways to possibly look at it is right now you require 25 CPUs per year of the license, right? So if you have a three-year license, you need 75. 1 quarter hour is equal to 20 CPUs. 1 semester hour is equal to 30 CPUs. So you might want to think a little bit in that context in terms of what you would require per year. So if you require 10 per year, you're requiring 1.5 college credits over 3 years. Quarter credit, right? Or 1 semester credit over 3 years. Kind of hard to get one of those, but anyway. I mean, just contextually, if that were really the only way to go get it, because you didn't have the luxury of being able to participate in either an association-related provided CPD or work-related, then really the only recourse is college.
Nancy.
But this actually relates to that to some degree. But what if we looked at something like anyone who's been out of education or out not teaching for a specific period of time, that either through higher ed or through workshops or whatever, that we require something like current trends in education. And that takes care of, and actually I think lots of people who have been out of education for 5 years may not have the network perhaps to find PD or PDQs.
Pretty darn cute, quick. Cute.
For something like that, you might develop something that one size fits all in terms of having been out of education for a period of time. And would it cost some money? Probably. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's. Everybody needs to be current, and I'm not sure just getting PDUs willy-nilly will make them current, or it even makes them aware of what's happened in the last 5 years or 10 years.
That's a new option out on the table that I certainly appreciate hearing, a different way of looking at it and requiring a particular course. I know we're now approaching lunch, so do you want to break now as we continue to think about this, and we'll be continuing the conversation after lunch?
Yeah, Henning. Talk about it during